Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all my shirts all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Music, wine, and then blue bump.
The glory hole is like dick theater. I've imagined your pants.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome back to another week of By the By Podcast. I'm your host, Bradford, along with my illustrious, beautiful, buxom babe of a wife,
Angela.
And we're here to rock, rock, rock your socks off. That's basically all I've got. I'm tired now.
Uh-huh. We have two guests with us.
We have a guest and a half.
Well, okay. We have a guest and a half. We have a guest and a audience member who may or may not speak. Right.
This is great. We have a silent podcast person. Like, so it's really great to have someone on your podcast that never speaks because you can make words for them.
Right. Also, though, people can't hear. Like, podcasts are all about sound.
Yeah, but she thinks hard.
Wow.
That's the only sound you're going to get out of her.
Wow.
Wow.
And basically, Angela's just going to repeat that over and over.
I am. It's going to be a new button.
Wow. Oh, my God. Can it be? It's awesome.
Yeah, so we have Kobe and Judy here with us.
Hello.
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 And the only thing we really have coming up is this Friday.
Friday, Friday, Friday. That's right. It's Friday. What do we have coming up Friday, Friday?
We have Pendulum.
Lum, lum, lum.
Right. Yes, we have Pendulum this Friday at our secret spot, which is super, super exciting. I am so ready for it.
The gentleman will be there. He has offered to starfish for anybody who wants to climb all over him and use him like a jungle gym that he is.
Yeah, yeah.
If he wasn't the gentle man, he'd be jungle gym.
Jungle gym, yeah. Yes.
I told him no starfishing at Pendulum, but he did say if I'm at the bottom of a puppy pile, it's okay, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay. We conceded on that.
It's true. It's true. It's true. So if you enjoy our podcast, well, good for you. And if you like a lot of the people that we've spoken to in the past on the podcast.
Or about.
Meet them this Friday. 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 I need one of those waving arm people.
Yeah, do you?
Sits, oh, my God.
We have two in the room now.
I also need $1 million. Damn it. Yes, like out in front of used car dealerships for my podcast. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I say my podcast because it's our podcast, but when I do just...
The flag is waving.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The flag is waving.
We do have a waving flag here in the room, a rainbow flag. Yeah?
Yes. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, fine. Fine. In the future, La Futura, if you are south of the border.
In Melbourne. We can.
So, funny note for all of our U.S. listeners, they call Melbourne Mexico for some fucked up, stupid reason because Australians aren't racist enough.
Now, we're not racist, just ask us.
You have to ask. You have to add some more racism. Anyway, we are going way far north of the border in November 9th through the
8th?
14th.
8th to 13th.
Well done.
Close.
This is why you go to websites and double check what Bradford says. Yes. So Escape to the Tropics, you can go to our website or to exclusivelyrhp.com to the RHP, which apparently has been down because of a fire in the server room.
We're gonna have a chat about this.
Let's chat about that now.
Yeah. So I don't know for sure all the details. All I know is
are they still down?
Yeah, they are. Because on our Discord for the past couple days, everybody's been complaining because RHP, which is our local couples dating site, has been down. And somebody did mention that they think there was a fire where the server is. So I don't know for sure if that's the thing, but it's apparently been down for a bit. So everybody's like, what do we do? How do we connect with people? We had a date planned with these people, and that's how we were talking. How do we now find them? Or we had a date with them and we want to give them feedback or like.
We want to give them feedback.
On Google ratings this week.
Honestly, like 2.5 stars. Would not recommend.
No, no. Validation. They want to validate them. Or they want to continue chatting and things like that. And so it's like apparently the people on Discord are like, WTF, we need to get our freak on and we can't do it without that.
Yeah.
So that's a really good question is like when your dating site goes down, how the fuck do you connect with people?
You don't.
No.
Next question.
Yeah, if it's your only method of communication with those particular people, that's it. You're out of luck, aren't you? You know, you've got no way to communicate or get in touch with
them.
This
is why you always have a backup.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I guess that's the question is that if you're just meeting someone and talking to them and planning your first date, at what point do you say, here's a phone number, let's WhatsApp, let's use Telegram, some other app to communicate on the night?
Yep.
Because let's be honest, I'm not going to go to an RHP or somebody's dating's app to go coordinate all the details on the night of or be like, hey, I'm here. Are you here yet? Da, da, da. Are you maybe in the back corner or whatever?
That's like, me in the corner.
Like, I want another more communicable, more typical instant app, I would say.
Yeah, instant communication yeah. rather than logging in and a slow message type service.
It is really funny. Like, because we were those people in the beginning where we're like, I'm not going to give my phone number. I'm not going to do this. And I'm not going to do that.
But we used Kik.
And we did. And yeah. Kik was horrific and is still horrific. And now it's run by some Russian mafia. I don't know. Okay. So side note, I just went to redhotpie.com.au. Okay. We are almost there. This is what you get.
Oh, God.
We have been told to expect resumption of services in the next 24 hours due to a small fire at our Sydney server provider. Red Hot Pie, along with several other national sites apps, though I will say Grindr, Sniffies, Tinder, Bumble, all of those have been working for me.
What about Adult Matchmaker?
I have not gone there, but we'll give them a go here in a second. No offense, Red Hot Pie.
I'm just curious.
You know.
Who are the other ones?
Diversify. Yeah. Have been taken offline whilst effective servers are replaced. We apologize for any inconvenience caused and will continue working around the clock to ensure the issue is resolved as soon as possible. We will post further updates here. But we hope to have the Red Hot Pie Party up and running again shortly. Big love, Team RHP. Updated 5 p.m. 24th of April.
That's today.
That's today.
So, okay.
Yeah, awesome. But it's now bedtime, so they won't not around the clock.
Well, they're also based out of Perth.
It also depends on who's doing the work, right? And what they're getting paid to do the work.
I'll give it to them. There's comms.
Yeah.
It's fresh comms.
I'm impressed with that, to be honest.
Yeah.
That it wasn't like yesterday's update or something.
They are almost as on top of it as Fortnite. Almost.
I do think I sort of feel for a site of that size to not have geo redundancy built into their service is a bit sad. Because, Grindr's, Tinder, all those guys, they're not down. You're charging for a premium service.
Yeah.
I sort of feel that you can have data in two data servers, and this is me, nerd. You didn't come here to talk about nerdy things, but.
Actually, we kind
of I sort of feel like they should have a backup server available in a geo-redundant location.
How many of the
dating apps do you think do?
Well, the ones we listed do.
Yeah, I would say all the big ones do. Yeah. For sure. And
I mean, I agree. I think you should.
But and it's in the modern world, it's not that expensive compared to. It's not cheap, but if you're paying for a premium service, it's something I would expect.
Exactly.
And maybe that's what I start looking at now for all the apps. Well, new dating site, are you geo redundant? Because I want my dates. I want to talk.
Right.
I want to leave my validations.
Arguably, you are paying for this service.
You are. Right? Yeah. You are.
And so
it should be in the FAQs.
It'll be interesting to know, do they give their people money back? What is the cost of a lost date?
Oh, here's the other thing. What if you're traveling for the date, right? Oh. And then you've incurred costs there.
So as an FYI, Adult Matchmaker is up.
Right? Okay.
So they aren't stored on the same service.
Somebody has redundancy.
I'm going to bet that if you go and look at the terms and conditions, that would be a big bad luck.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. But it does bring up the point that if you are going to like make any major plans, incur a lot of costs, do traveling, et cetera, have another way of communication.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just give him Cobe's number.
It is funny. Like, I do get it. But at the same time, like, with the ease of blocking numbers and the, I care a lot less than I used to.
Yeah.
I would say we're more likely to use WhatsApp or something like that at this point.
Yeah.
Because more often than not, it's not like anything really happens. It's just the conversation dies off and then it goes away and then you delete the chat in a year and it's fine.
Correct.
Look, you just don't open the chat and they don't know.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
Leave them on unread.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the mobile phone number is the last bastion of what you give out for a lot of people.
I wonder
there's
why.
So many options. You can go
we'll
and get
give
a
our email to anyone. Fucking person who asks for it.
Exactly. Right.
Like, we go to websites. Yeah. It's like, yeah. Do you want 5% off? You know, like, oh, yeah, I do. Here's my email address. And then they sell it to five other people who sell it to five other people.
Yeah.
I think it's a divide just on your number is generally ingrained with your work very closely and also ingrained with your closest personal circle.
See, family, I think friends, I would take really it back even friends. Further. I would take it back to, like, I remember when I first got my mobile phone or a cell phone. And
old.
So, I know. And my first, well, I would not gonna say that because my first mobile phone was like a car phone. You know, like the bag phones in the car.
Old.
But when I had my first like actual, like, you know, cell phone, my first husband and I, we shared it and we only had it for when we went on trips away from home together. We only really used it if we were together. And we even had friends that would yell at us because they would try to call us and we were out at the shops and we didn't take our phone with us. We're like, yeah, but we don't need to talk to you that bad. And so we never really gave out our number unless it was like to somebody that we wanted to talk to or needed to talk to or something again while we're traveling on holiday or away. And so I guess it was that bit of like, you can't contact me if I don't want you to, because I want a little bit of space to myself kind of thing. Yeah. And maybe like giving out the number at this point is that last bit of like, I don't want you to contact me, even though you have my email and every other way to get a hold of me. Yeah.
I don't want to.
You've got pictures of my tits and cock, but I don't want you to call me. I don't know. I see problems with that. Like, I guess I get it. Like,
well, I don't want to feed into your old line, but it almost is, because I would love to know from a younger generation if they even care. And I don't think they use the phone. I don't think they use the phone portion. Everything is app, social media, different accounts. The phone call is for calling mum and dad. That's it. It's calling for the older people.
But when you call them, they don't answer.
Yeah, and they don't answer. They don't answer phones.
Back in my day.
Yeah.
I used to wrap myself up in the phone cord line. Spider-Man style.
And walk halfway across the room.
Honestly. Right? Yes. Yeah. And it was one of those things, like, if I met somebody that I was interested in dating and then, like, they had more than 20 in their phone number, I was like, you know what? It's not going to work. There's, like, 8 of you out there that get that. I'm sorry. It's not going to work. Because, you know, like, you would dial 9. And if it was, if the last two numbers were like 800, fuck you. Like, you know what? Fuck you. I don't like you.
Oh, that's funny.
Sorry. I'm a bad person. I don't know. I do appreciate the fact that some people don't want to give their phone numbers out. And in before we moved from the States, like, you could get like burner numbers.
Yeah.
There were apps that you could sign up and get a random phone number that was alive for a while.
I'm assuming it's still a thing, but like Google Voice and stuff, you can get numbers.
Do that.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. You can get plenty of phone
You can't
numbers.
Get Australian numbers. Though,
yes, you can.
Right? Oh, can you?
Yeah.
Because when we looked last.
Well, when we first moved, we couldn't. But
no, back in the old days.
You can get Australian numbers in for very cheap through VoIP type apps.
Okay.
But yeah, $1 a month, $3 a month. Yeah. But you do have to prove who you are. But that's only to the company that you're getting the number from.
Yeah, because then you can be like,
you're giving it
Carlos
out to
Santana.
Okay,
you could be.
You could be.
I'm just
you
saying,
could be you whoever could be. You want. Yeah, that's right.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like they hear my real name, and then I go, actually, I want. Hello, I am. Please call me Carlos. Carlos Santana. I'm a great guitarist.
But it is interesting.
Shut up. It's brilliant.
It is interesting, though, to think about, like, by the time you're meeting someone in person, like, I feel like, especially if you've gone through, and maybe it's different if you're on Tinder and it's literally a swipe, let's go meet up kind of boom, bang thing. But if you're on RHP, chances are you've had some kind of conversations or back and forth. You're pretty sure that you're going to like these people or person. So why not move to another app, like whether it be WhatsApp, whether it be texting, whether it be Telegram, Signal, whatever. I don't even know all the different ones that are used anymore. But like move to something else at this point. I
still
feel
think that a few things on that. Okay. One, if you and I are going as a date and we're talking to a couple and we're at that point where I want her to sit on my face and for him to put his dick in you, like, but I don't want you to give my phone number. That seems weird. Mm. But arguably, sites like RHP and Adult Matchmaker make their money because you keep going to their sites. They don't want you to leave the site. They don't want you to go to Kick. They don't want. So they try to make it to where you are as ingrained, addicted, whatever word you want to use, into the site as they can, so that you
then they
don't
need redundant servers.
They need fucking redundant servers.
Redundant servers.
Right?
And a VoIP app.
Don't you actually pay for a certain amount of messages that you can get?
Well, that's true.
The higher premium,
the more messages you can get.
That's right. Or the send. Yeah.
Yeah.
So like if you've paid for a month and you've got like five messages, but then their servers burn down, which I know that's the likelihood of that happen.
So slim.
It's really bad luck. But still, that's five people that you can't bang right now. Yeah, potentially.
Damn it. I was hoping for like a gangbang tonight.
Yeah, but it wasn't going to happen because, you know, talk to them in 24 hours.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe.
Like, I don't want to give them too hard of a time.
No.
They are nice people. We know the people behind RHP. They're nice people, but I expect better from the leader in swinging websites in Australia.
Yeah, and I think it just because of all the people on Discord that were saying, you know, like either we had dates lined up or this, that, or the other, or we went out with somebody and now we want to give them a validation or send them a message or something. It is that question of like, at what point do you just give someone your number or move to a different messaging app? Like, how long do you keep it within this app where you're just going to, because I see it as an app to meet people. I don't see it as an app to then continue on a relationship through, right?
No. Well, and they even market it that way, realistically. It's about meeting new people and making connections, you know. And yes, they do want you to keep coming back, but it is about the paid messages.
Yeah.
So they want you to be sending as many messages as you can. And what's the point of sending them to people that you already know, that you've made contact with, that's had their dick in you?
Yeah.
That you give them a number and then off you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could come up with our own website called Insider.
Insider.
Insider. But then be like, oh, would you like to get a message? We call it a dick insider. Yeah.
I know someone that writes apps.
So good luck all you folks out there.
My advice
is pay for a subscription fee for a VoIP.
If you
don't want to give out your number, which you can easily block, do that, or join us on our Discord channel where you can meet lots of people who would like to fuck you, I'm sure. Do that by supporting us on Patreon, any level, www.patreon.com/bythebypodcast.
And now we're on to wine bottle number two.
Wine bottle number two. Look, we'd already started wine bottle number one. It's not like we took like 17 minutes.
But it is a public holiday tomorrow, so it's okay. Tomorrow,
yeah. It's just true.
Much better.
What's next, Miss Angela? What are we talking about?
Well, while we're talking about like meeting people and things like that and like communication and whatnot, we also had some folks on our Discord chat which brought up the very interesting position of going on a cruise. Do you try to hook up with people on the cruise? Answer is yes. And then how do you do that? Like, is the pineapple thing a thing? Can you put something on your door? Do you give out business cards? Like, you know, cards with like your names, numbers, whatever. Because also apps don't really work on ships generally.
That's true.
So
the last time we were on a ship, I tried and tried and tried Grindr and it just did not work.
Nope. Yeah. So I guess that we can talk about that is like, okay, let's go cruise ship. What do we do with that?
I struggle.
Well, first thing,
don't
get naked and run down the hallways. First thing.
That is frowned upon.
That is frowned upon and it won't get you anywhere.
That's correct. I mean, it will get you down the hallway.
That's true. And maybe to the brig.
But it will not get you to the chocolate buffet at midnight.
That's correct.
Which I don't think many of them do anymore.
It's difficult. There is meet and greets on the ship.
Yeah, but like...
But even those can be hit and miss and difficult to find the right people.
And it's also, is it like, because the last one we went on, there was the LGBTQ plus meet and greet, right?
Yes.
And but again, it's how many people want to hook up and how many people just want to kind of hang out with like-minded people.
And I think that on a standard cruise ship, that's what it is. Yeah. If you are going on a cruise ship and you want to bang somebody, your best bet is to find, you go to a website like RHP when it's up, and then go to their events and then see cruises, because there are cruises for swingers.
That's
or
true.
Or cruises mm-hmm. where the vast majority of the people on there are going to be swingers.
Or at least a portion of.
Yeah. If that's what your goal is, that's what it should be. I think personally, and this is just, you know, I know it's going to be surprise people, but me and my two cents, and I'm going to stand on my soapbox. Like, if you opportunistically bang somebody on a cruise ship, that's great. But to even sort of actively search for people on a cruise ship, like, it's not the right place, right? Like, you've gone on a vacation, and yeah, statistically, 4% of you on that cruise ship are going to be swingers. Maybe more because of the cost demographic of people who can afford to go on boats. But still, it's not the place to start hunting people. And you don't want to be, I don't know, I don't want to be somebody's first illicit hookup on a cruise, because if you hook up with that cute couple that just got married and is on their honeymoon, and then suddenly afterwards they feel regret because, my God, they drank, you know, 5 trillion servings of alcohol because it's a fucking cruise ship and God forbid there's RSA. Like, you don't want to be the cause for them regretting the rest of their honeymoon.
You could just take people with you.
You could just take people yeah. with you. I refrained from responding to a lot of the stuff on Discord because I knew that I would get into a rambling mess like I am now.
Look, I think it's okay to look for people to hook up with on a cruise ship. Should you go there and expect it? No, I don't think so. If you go with an open mind and an open attitude and some open legs, that helps.
Correct.
But at the same time, I wouldn't expect most people to be looking for a hookup. And so it's more just if the opportunity presents itself, if somebody feels like they're getting vibes or whatever, you can always give them something and say, oh, here's my room number. Because a lot of the ships will do in-ship chats, like on their app thing. So you can connect with people in different rooms. So you could always go to them and give them your room number and start a chat that way and just see if there's anything further. Or just suss it out, like, in the moment. Like, if you're sitting around a bar, sitting around the pool, talking, whatever.
Who wants to bang?
It's being a little flirtatious. But again, it's the normal kind of flirtation things. Just see if you get pushed back or if they're receptive of that.
We have full podcasts. Don't listen to what Angela just said. We have full podcasts that talk about this.
But I think it's just the general kind of flirtation path that you go down. And it might be expedited because you might be going a little faster given time constraints. But I just don't feel like you should go on a ship and expect to hook up with people.
And
I think that scenario is just relevant no matter where you go.
Yeah.
You might be out at a wedding of a not so close friend. You might be at a bar. You might be at a picnic on a Sunday afternoon in the park. All of those things could just happen organically in that environment. Sure. And that same thing could happen. So it's that expectation. It's just a different place that it may just happen. So be aware, be on the lookout, be flirtatious, but no expectation.
Also, though, on the flip side, people are on holiday and they're more likely to be like, fuck it, let's have fun. Let's try something different.
And you are you do have a captive audience. Look, I get that. But I think if you've never been on a cruise before, what you will find is by day 2 or 3, you'll find your favorite bars and you'll start frequenting those same places at the same time, which you'll start seeing the same people, which means that your conversations will get a little deeper each time, pun intended. And so then if it's going to happen, that's when it'll happen. But like the whole pineapple thing. So like logistically, I guess I struggle with that because let's imagine a situation where I have gotten pineapple magnets for my door because everything in a ship is magnetized. Don't know how that works, but it's witchcraft. And I've got an upside down pineapple on my door. That means that in order to figure out I have that you have to have already invited somebody back to your room, or they have had to surreptitiously follow you back to your room, or they have to live in your corridor. So now...
So, sorry, you don't just walk up and down every deck checking every door for a pineapple.
I do that.
I thought that's what we did every...
On the last cruise, we did check for pineapples when we were walking. there was none.
Right. But what would it have meant if there was one? We would have gone, oh, and then from the rest of the crews be like, hey, are you in 1107? Hey, are you in 1107? Hey, are you in 1107? Like,
I was gonna say, what do you do? Do you just knock on the door? Do you slide a business card like under the door? Like, how do you connect with them?
And like, I don't want to be that guy, but like, the last person whose door I want to slide a card under is my mom and dad's. Like, that's the worst way to find out that your parents are swingers is going on a cruise with them and be like, hey, did you see those people who had the upside down pineapple on their door? That's my mom. Like, I don't know. Yeah.
I think it's better just to go with an open mind, no expectation, though. Just if you have a partner that you're going on the cruise ship with, which is more than likely given how expensive cruises are, and it's hard for a solo traveler. Not impossible, but harder. But go with your partner and have fun with them. Take toys. Do whatever you want to do there. Do the whole, like, go to a bar, do the date thing. Like, I don't know you, so I'm going to try and pick you up thing. Do that. And then see, you know, hell, you never know. You might pick someone up at the bar because they think you're single. And that's cool, too. But I would just, yeah, I guess it's just do the flirty thing. But don't expect it. And don't try to hunt for it. Because that's kind of sleazy, and it'll come across, and it's not a good feeling.
Predatory,
I feel like.
Yeah.
Predatory is a good
but
way.
But make sure when you do the trying to pick your partner up that both you and your partner want to be picked up, because Angela and I tried that once, and neither one of us wanted to get picked up, so we both went home angry.
We were also really drunk when we even started it, so don't be really drunk when you start it. Yeah, it was bad enough that when we were leaving, the bouncer was like, are you okay? Like, yes, I'm fine.
They was like, are you okay? And I'm like, fuck off, mate.
Yes. So, yeah. And if you do want to experience it on a cruise, go on a swingers cruise.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
Book a swingers cruise.
Like, I'll also say, like, going back to the pineapple thing, I struggle with these unnamed signs that somebody is a swinger. So like the upside down pineapple, or the pineapple on the top of the grocery cart, or
the black rings.
Like, I guess I struggle with those because, like, what do normal straight people do when they go to the grocery store and they want to buy a pineapple? like what if
don't let it fall over?
I just, these quote ways to tell people are swingers, and like, you see them on the news, I would say every 6 months.
What news
I
do get, you watch?
Well, no, every 6 months, dailymail.uk.
Oh, all right. I'm thinking like
on
TV
Facebook.
News. Sorry, that's inverted commas for everybody.
Or quotations for our American friends.
Air quotes.
Yeah, air quotes.
Inverted commas. Like, why do you, like, you all always have to add more syllables to things. Like, wait, I can't read that because I don't have my glasses on.
Other secret swinger symbols include a woman wearing an anklet, because that never happens, toe rings, thumb rings, and switching your wedding ring to the right hand, or in some countries, the correct hand.
Yeah.
I mean.
So y'all the swingers?
So basically everybody's a swinger because you're wearing an anklet, a toe ring.
Look, I've been wearing toe rings for years and nobody has asked me if I'm a swinger. They've asked me, do you need that cut off?
They go well with your Crocs.
Thanks. And my anklet of a Croc.
and the little jewels that on the Crocs.
Yes, mm-hmm. Of course. Yeah, like, that's right.
Of the pineapples.
Pineapple upside down. I don't know. I really struggle with those little secrets because I think what they are is the movie version of what swingers are meant to be. Mm. So it's what vanillas think we are. Mm. And like, it's moved from keys in a bowl to upside down pineapples. I still think it's all mostly bullshit. And I think I'm not going to make friends here, but I think a lot of the people who sort of fall down that road are wankers. Mm-hmm. They're the swingy wankers that I don't want to be associated with.
Yeah.
Side note to any of our friends, family, and podcast listeners who I have already had sex with that say, Bradford, we do that. Well,
I mean,
I didn't know about that.
Look, Bradford fucks wankers too.
I do. It's true. Like, I don't know.
And the other thing I would say is that if you do find yourself in a situation and you're being flirtatious with somebody or a couple or whatever, and they're being flirtatious back, then enjoy it. And if you have the balls, or they have the balls, or you even want to, because sometimes it's fun just to flirt and not do anything more. But if you want to take it further, just ask, but also make it clear that it's okay if they say no and that you're not going to be pissy or weird the rest of the cruise. Just make sure that they're comfortable if you ask and they say no, or vice versa. If you say no, don't make it weird, right? Yeah. So, because you are going to be on a cruise, the ships are actually really quite
small places.
Yeah, and you're going to be on there for the rest of the time. So just don't make anything super awkward for people, whichever end of that you're on.
Yeah, agreed. And don't be like, if it does happen the next day, be like, hey, remember when we banged?
Yeah. Or like, hey, you're my new best friend. We have to do everything together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seat's still open. Wife's face.
All aboard.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's great.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
You've heard us talk about this great, amazing game, CuriousHumansGame.com. So if you want to get one copy for yourself, look, they were just recently up at Supernova up in the Gold Coast of Australia. Curious Humans. So if you follow them on Instagram, you saw how they were up there entertaining people, asking them some questions, having questions asked, and basically selling an amazing game to all the new friends that they were making up there. So if you want to get your copy of Curious Humans game, all you have to do is use checkout code BYTHEBY. That's BYTHEBI. You'll get 10% off, and you just get an amazing game to have in your closet and bring out and play. Maybe on a cruise ship, let people hear you, and then suddenly you're back to dressing up like a pineapple, and it'll be great. It'll be awesome. So CuriousHumansGame.com, use checkout code BYTHEBY. As everybody knows, that 1st of May, outdoor fucking starts today. That's right, unless you're in the Southern Hemisphere, in which it's getting kind of cold to fuck outside, but you can still do it if you want. And you know what? When you go outside fucking in the Northern Hemisphere, what do you want? You want to bring something along with you, something that you've got from AdamandEve.com. AdamandEve.com, use checkout code BYTHEBY, BYTHEBI. You will get something amazing, 50% off and free shipping. You'll also get 6 videos on demand and some extra goodies thrown into your box. Use checkout code BYTHEBY. It's 1st of May. And as Jonathan Colton once sang, 1st of May, 1st of May, outdoor fucking starts today. And so, like, if you don't know that song, go check it out. He's on Spotify, Jonathan Colton, 1st of May. It's a great song, and it makes you want to just take your pants off, go outside, and have a root. You know what else does that? Go into AdamandEve.com and buying your own root. So get something to stick your junk in or stick in your junk. Use checkout code BYTHEBY. BYTHEBI.
You might want to cut this, but fuck me, 50%. That's impressive.
It is most, you know, items. It's not all items.
That's still impressive.
Because I went to get a new wand because I, you know, go through them apparently frequently.
A month at a time?
She fucking murders those things. I don't know what her clitoris is, but it's like diamond. Her clitoris is diamond.
And the wand,
last one died, like crying.
Yeah, like crying?
I was like, oh, are you squirting? She's like, no. It was.
Yeah. So that one was not 50% off, but there were other toys that I wanted that were. So it's most items. That's not every item.
That is impressive.
But still.
That's a massive.
It's almost like a circumcision of price. It's a little off the tip.
It's a little off the tip. That is impressive. Anyway, go on.
Okay. So as we're going through.
Damn it, Kobe. Save it for the commercials.
So as we're going through random topics, so these are all kind of taken from our Discord ideas.
We have a channel so that people can say what we, you know, like, we want you cunts to talk about this. And we're like, fine, yeah. You're our bosses.
So here's one from a little while ago.
So we didn't say we did it fast.
I mean, it was February, so it's not too bad. Anyway.
Just be patient.
Yeah. Fat, thin, tall, short. Bodies in the lifestyle and getting lucky. Yes, I know there's someone for everyone, etc. And we do see a good diversity at the likes of OSS. But I feel there is a broader problem with an almost shaming obsession of other podcast lifestyle people on, say, weight or age. And I think that that would extend beyond that realm. I would say also onto some of the dating sites and things as well. I also think that there's a bit of people seeing marketing material and thinking that's what I have to be in order to do this and to be part of this lifestyle and part of this group. And it's marketing material, right? Like, it's not reality. And we have to keep that in mind.
Yes, very much so. And it's not just in the swinging community either. It's in everything. It's in fashion. It's in porn. It's in swimsuit models. It's everywhere. Absolutely everything.
Look.
But there are, I mean, and I'm... This happens outside of this community as well, but there are podcasts, there are YouTube channels, et cetera, that will say that this way of doing things is the only way to do things, or this way of looking is the only way to look. And that happens not just within swinging community. You see it in other areas as well. But I mean, we're going to talk specifically about swinging community because that's what this is, right? And it's false because like they said, like there are all kinds of body shapes, sizes, and ultimately it comes down to who you are as a person. And do you connect with someone else? Unless you are just a one-and-done person or one-and-done couple that you're like, I just want to go in and bang these people that look this certain way and that's it.
Yeah. Which are not the sort of people that I have time for.
Exactly. Look, I'm okay with those people. I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with them for them to go and do that.
Look, and I think a lot about – I've thought extensively about this subject for many, many years. Because I look at – Pendulum Party is a perfect example, right? The adverts originally for Pendulum Party, when we, Lawrence and Jess, have a great relationship with RHP, and they had asked them to design a banner for Pendulum Party. And the banner they came back with was basically one dude and two ladies. Mm-hmm. And literally, they looked like they stepped off a runway in Milan or maybe
like stock photos in
Zurich because they were blonde. You know, all of them were blonde, blue eyed, like just these people that fucking ripped. Mm-hmm. And I was like, not a big fan of this. But in the beginning, I didn't have the confidence to say, hey, I'm not a big fan of this. But now
we did ask for a redesign, yes. And it was very slightly redesigned. And then that we left it at that. Right.
Now, our Pendulum Party banner has no people in it because Pendulum Party transcends people. But like, it's more the colors that we're trying to describe who comes to our party.
And the inclusivity.
And I think that, I guess the ultimate thing is the swinger community is no different, unfortunately, is no different than any other community that you see. It's no different than we've said it before. You go to the grocery store, you go to the beach, you go to the PTA meeting, and those are the people that you will ultimately see at a swingers party. Yep. That's just who they are.
Yeah.
And they are imperfect because they're people, which kind of makes them perfect.
But that also makes it fun because I like to explore and play with people of different sizes, shapes, etc. Yeah. Like you don't want the same thing all the time, right? Yeah. That's why we're in this lifestyle.
And it's interesting because like I am on Instagram more than I probably healthily should be. And I look at the, you know, even the gay sites, the some of the gay activists, the queer activists, and you look at who is in their videos and it is all still what the cishet crew peoples would call attractive. And I find that so there, I think that's something that we could really unpack, you know, with a PhD. Yeah. You're a PhD. But the fact that still the queer community still models themselves after the cishet community is just depressing. And you see that in gay, lesbian, non-binary, the trans are all communities are still trying to hit this standard that the cishet people have set up. And it's really frustrating. And I know that's not exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, I don't know.
Yeah, and I also think it's...
He rambled on.
So getting back to the original point of what's being promoted on other medias, other platforms and channels, et cetera, is also keep in mind that anything expressed is simply the opinion of that person, the people, whoever's they're talking to, or what, you know, what, just keep in mind the context of it, right? And that, that also it is media of some sort. And so they're likely trying to appeal to the masses, right? Yeah. And so therefore they're going to go for the lowest common denominator, which may or may not be what they're actually potentially interested in or want to represent in their own personal life.
You know, and it's interesting too, because, and I'm not blaming, but like I look at our Instagram feed, we don't have a lot of followers, a couple thousand, but the things that get like immediately noticed, if I can use the same hashtags, but it'll be a picture of the two of us or a picture of your tits. Mm-hmm. And like the ones that get the huge likes are the tit shots,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And it's frustrating because as social media people and as people who are trying to get followers and content created, like it's sort of an adapt or die kind of thing.
Yeah.
And like we're very fortunate in that this podcast isn't our only job. But if it was, I know what brings in the money.
We'd be living
like,
on the street. Yeah.
But if it was, I know what brings in the money. I can tell what we would really focus on. Yeah. And it's mostly your tits and your ass. Like it's frustrating, but I think this, oh my God, like I'm going to be the dad now. But like, I think we should start kind of looking at ourselves. You know, it's like if you are one of those people who only consumes media of beautiful people and don't seek out media of, you know, us normal looking fuckers, mm-hmm. then maybe you should look in the mirror rather than like, ugh.
Complain about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, yeah. It's frustrating. I actively seek out alternative mm-hmm. looks mm-hmm. and I like those people and those people are good.
Well, and to be honest with you, when I'm looking through things like Instagram and whatnot, I like to see things that are different. I don't want every post to be the same people, the same look, the same thing. That's boring. You're not going to keep me on there for more than 2 minutes that way. Like if you want to keep me scrolling, I want variety. And again, that's me, but it's also part of this lifestyle. I like variety. I don't want the same thing all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say for me, that is why I'm not on socials actively because it's the same shit.
Yeah.
Over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
It is hard to find the diversity and to find different people and connect because it is what sells. It is what is selling. It's what's bringing people in and people are doing it for either financial reason, narcissistic reasons, whatever their reason for having those posts up. But they do seem to adhere to a model and it is the same in all sort of marketing when it comes to swinging. For sure.
Yeah. And at the same time, like if you're listening to a podcast or watching a YouTube channel or consuming media of any sort, and it is kind of that same thing again and again, or they're putting forth a message of you have to look a certain way, you have to be a certain way, and it's something that you don't agree with, don't consume it.
That's, and I think you make a very, very important point is you can watch people who are beautiful, but if those people say you're only beautiful if you look like me, that's where the problem comes in.
Yeah.
Like I have no, we've got a lot of people that we watch on YouTube that are, they're attractive people, but they're also like, and one of them I'll call out cause I love them is what's the safe word. It's two gay guys out of San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
They're both like, I think very, very attractive guys, but they're not like, you have to look like us. They're like, we're big dumb goofballs. And like, I feel like we would be friends if we met. And I think that's really important is that consume social media that makes you feel safe. And this is true for swingers and not, but makes you feel safe, but also doesn't make you feel like you have to change who you are fundamentally in order to be special or accepted or attractive.
Yeah. If you're consuming something social media wise that makes you feel like you don't belong in that community, but it's a community that you want to belong in or that you identify with, then that's a problem. You should stop consuming it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And look for alternatives. And it's hard because obviously they're probably going to be the ones that are going to be top of the feed because they're feeding to the masses. But if you dig a little bit deeper and find channels, podcasts, people to follow on Instagram or wherever, if you find those ones that you do connect with or that you do like, then dig into them more and say, who do they like? Who do they follow? And try to get into different things like that. And just, but, you know, spend the time to diversify a bit if that's what you want. Like, if you're tired of the same old, then spend a little bit of time to find something that does it for you.
Go back to the person's original post and comments to
no.
There's a dichotomy, but there's a dichotomy between their comments. Though we see diversity at OSS, but we're not seeing it in the media or in the expression of these other podcasts. Mm. What are their venues? What are their places? What are their events? Mm. Have you been and actually seen what the diversity is like? Have you pushed into that particular barrier?
Or is it just marketing?
Or is it just purely marketing that you're basing?
If you go, back to the banner,
yeah.
Because that is all he might see.
Yeah, fair enough.
Correct. And I'm not trying to diss that person's comment. I know the whole media aspect is there, but maybe it's more about connecting with those other communities and taking the chance, look beyond the media and actually talk and get involved.
Yeah.
And you might find it's no different to being at OSS and seeing that diversity. And you can then justify it based off, okay, they've got to get people in here.
Yeah, I would say I agree. But the tricky part is, either if you're limited on what you can do, or if they're, say, US-based, we are down here in Australia.
Oh, definitely.
So if we're going to consume that media, we actually can't go see what their events are like in person, right?
In person.
All we have to go by is that.
Yep.
So, I mean, I get what you're saying, but that is if you're in the position to follow it up and to see what kinds of things they do and to see what they support, et cetera, a bit more. But it can be tricky.
Very difficult from the face value. Yeah.
It's interesting and it sucks because, like, I think about a couple of instances where a few parties that OSS has supported and hosted have cameras roaming around, right?
Yeah,
and so you're like, and video cameras, and they create these wonderful, well produced video, you know, 15, 20, 30 second spots that are sort of like ads for the club. And I can tell you from experience, having been there, that the cameras are going around and they want to make sure that everybody that they get on film, that those people consent to the film.
Of course.
And I've seen people who are not part of the, you know, size 4 to 8, I'm talking about ladies, size 4 to 8, who have said, actually, please don't record
me. They're not comfortable.
And it's like, it is a self-fulfilling prophecy and it's a bad one, right? Because, cool, those ladies are there, but they're not being represented because they don't feel comfortable being compared to the people who are part of the, quote, ads.
Or the in crowd or whatever.
That in crowd, whatever, which there is no in crowd, but like the crowd that is, that they perceive as the in crowd.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating because, like, and, you know, we've seen something similar with fellas as well. It's not nearly as common with male-bodied people, but. Like, you see the people who go, I don't want to be on camera because I don't like myself.
Yeah.
Possibly because they don't look like what they think they need to look like.
Because they don't look like what's on camera, but they're not willing to be the ones to put themselves on camera to make other people look
sucks.
Like
that.
It's very cyclic in nature, isn't it? Yeah, it's a vicious circle.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I'll agree with you on that one. Yeah, you do see that.
At some point, we've got to go... I say we, the royal we, all of us, need to go, look, this is who I am. And even if you can't tell who I am in the videos, I still want to represent people who might look and see me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's important.
And I will say that even though I am heavier now than I probably have ever been, like, I'm still on the thinner side, I would say, overall. And, like, or at least, you know, curvy, shapely, whatever. But early on, we would put up pictures on our social media when we started this, or I would wear leather, latex, skimpy things, whatever, to parties. And I was not the thinnest person. I'm not that size 4 little stick model person. And we would get people that would say, oh, I'm so glad to see you wearing this or putting this up because it makes me feel comfortable and like I can do this too. And I think it is that just getting to that point that whether you accept yourself fully or not, at least to the point that you're like, fuck it, I can do this for a night and kind of fake it till you make it kind of thing and put yourself out there. And it, again, makes everybody a little more comfortable and other people then come in and just creates that acceptance bit by bit by bit and builds that out.
Well, I mean, what you're describing is exactly what a few episodes back when we spoke with Kay and being pregnant.
Yeah.
It's like people would come up to her and thank her for coming to these things because she was pregnant.
Mm.
And like, I don't know. I'll admit, I get very frustrated with you when you badmouth yourself.
Yep.
I hate everything about myself as well, but I don't talk about it, right? Like, I don't think that you should. I think that when you externalize it, it makes it more real.
True. But there are times, though, when you do feel worse about yourself, right?
Well, sure, sure, of course. But, like, that's not going to, like, it's not going to change anything.
No. It's not. But it feels better to bitch about it.
But when you externalize it, that by speaking it and making it real and in, out there in the world and in the universe, I think it makes it more real. And like that's, I feel it's unhealthy.
A lot of people would say that about internalizing it too, though.
Yeah.
That's unhealthy for you as an individual. I think it's healthy
because to a certain point, yes.
Okay. I'm excited. I'm like, I don't mean that like, do you? Like, I mean like, no, let's expand upon this. Why?
Because you're expressing how you feel.
Uh-huh.
If like, when we go out, Cope says, I look nice. I look in the mirror and go, nah, not doing it. But there's days that I've got one outfit that I can wear that I feel good in.
Mm.
But there's no other outfit that I do. So I wear that one.
Do you believe him when he says you look good?
No. No, I don't.
This is a problem. Like
he can say it like every time we go out and I'm like.
Do you think he's lying?
Well, that'd be contradictory to what I just said.
But like,
I think it depends upon the meaning behind it and whether it feels genuine when they say it. Or is it just every time you come out of the bathroom after getting dressed, they'll be like, oh yeah, you look good. Like I would say no. But if you're walking down the road and they kind of take a second and like, okay, maybe. Now maybe I believe.
No, we're talking about partners, right?
Yeah.
I don't think that he's lying. But I think he's trying to make me feel good about myself.
Interesting.
And there's times that, as Angela said before, there's times that you don't feel good about yourself at all.
Yeah.
And you can go through weeks of that.
And that's human, though.
Yeah. 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 It's a negative, but it's not a negative because you can't always be in a good headspace and feel good all the time, no matter what anyone says to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there are times that you do, right?
Yeah.
And then you're like, all right, yeah, I got this. And those are the times you should go to the club.
Yes. Agreed.
But those are Tuesday nights, Angela.
Right.
Lawrence won't open the club on a Tuesday night.
God damn you.
We need to have a chat with him.
We could just go to the club. That doesn't mean that it's open.
All right. What we need is half of a telephone pole.
No, those are the nights you get on RHP and be like, all right, everybody get over here.
You can't because they've been down for. But what if they're down?
Have you got the phone numbers and emails addresses of those people?
There's a fire in the server.
I can just see the news story. Two Sydney couples arrested for soliciting outside OSS.
No, but yeah, there are times that you feel good, but this time it's not a negative.
Yeah.
It's a positive. I see it as a positive.
Good.
Because you don't always want to feel good.
Yeah.
You want somebody else to feel
and sometimes
better.
It's just an acknowledgement. Because I know for me, I can tell you specifically when it is. When I feel the absolute worst about myself is I don't, now that I'm on the IUD, I guess now that I've been on it for fucking ever.
That's because as long as I've known you.
Yeah. But when I'm on the IUD, I don't get periods, but I go through the hormonal cycles of such. So I don't necessarily bleed, but I will get the bloating. I'll get that kind of icky feeling. My appetite goes away and that'll happen for probably 3 to 4 days or so. And then all of a sudden it's just gone. And like my appetite's back. I'm not bloated anymore. And those days I'm always like, man, like that's when I feel really shit about myself. It usually takes me a day or so to recognize it and be like, oh, I'm in that cycle. I don't care. I'm still going to bitch for the 3 or 4 days.
Or 3 or 4 weeks.
And then I know that I'm better again, right?
That's great.
But and I know for me that is a common time, that it always happens. But I'm still going to bitch about it. I'm still going to feel like shit about myself, even though I know that this is what's happening.
Yeah, and you know once a month that's going to happen.
Well, once every 3 to 6 something, but yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Once a month, that happens.
She's not terribly regular, is what she's saying.
I'm really not. Yeah. Yeah.
She needs to eat more prunes. So, yeah. Judy, you said something that I actually really liked, which was you don't, talking about feeling good and feeling positive, you don't always want to feel good or positive. And I found that that's something, you said that, and I'm not sure that necessarily that's what you meant, but that's what you said. And like, I think about that quite often in that I'm known in my work circle as the optimist, right? So I'm the one that people come to because I make the best of a bad situation. I'm the lemonade out of lemons kind of guy, when in actuality, like, it is a fake it till you make it kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I think that like the vast majority of the time, I'm like, I just want to feel miserable. Like, that's what I want to. I want to feel miserable, but I fake it so that so many other people, I know that they're going to feed off of me, right?
But you're going to make them feel good.
Right. And that makes me feel better. But it becomes this ripple effect, meaning, you know, you throw a stone and that stone will be into the water, and that stone will be the thing that we're talking about.
The center point of the outgoing. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we start drifting away from each other. I feel more miserable about it, but I keep being positive. So they feel more positive. So instead of being, it's not an even, I guess, result is what I'm talking about. It's interesting.
But you are making somebody else feel good.
Yes.
And you don't want to feel good anyway. You feel like shit. So why not stay like shit, but make someone feel like they're appreciated.
I struggle with that because I struggle with authenticity, right? I want to be authentic. Authentic?
Well, you've added a couple of words.
I have. Like, I've created a new word. I want to be authentic, but at the same time, I'm kind of like, I also want to be angry. Yeah.
But I do think we're allowed to feel ick about ourselves at times, but I don't think we should always feel that way about ourselves. But it all goes, again, back to marketing and what you see out there and what you're comparing yourself to. And so I do think we have to be very cognizant of the media that we consume and where that's coming from and what the purpose of that is.
Look beyond the media.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
God, that's so hard, though.
Oh,
it is.
It's so much easier to said than done.
Yeah.
You forget how much media you consume, right?
It's in your face all the time.
All the time.
You don't even have to open your phone. It's there in the ads. It's the Nine News that pops up on your phone at three times a day.
Yeah. Well, or the YouTube channels that you watch. And I think about even the positive YouTube channels that we watch that I really like, they all have a very specific look. Mm. And they're all old Gen Z or young millennials that are telling me things, and they're like, none of them are overweight. None of them have receding hairlines. They all are toned. Like, it's just very frustrating. I hate it, but I love it.
It's all makeup. It's okay.
I love it. Yeah. So how do you feel? I mean, do you want me to get on a soapbox about something that you think? Because I will. All you have to do is support us on Patreon, and then I will soapbox the shit out of what you believe. Support us on Patreon, www.patreon.com/bythebypodcast, or you can email us, theatomsoflove@gmail.com. Go to our website, www.bythebypodcast.com.au, and then submit your questions, comments, and sexy, rude remarks through there. Or you can go to any of our social medias that we've just been ragging on for the last 20 minutes. You can rag on us at Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter at By The By Podcast. Admittedly, I have not looked at our, I don't think I've posted something on Twitter in the last 8 months because Twitter is evil. And if you're still on Twitter, good for you. There's great porn there. That's all I'm saying. Got some really good porn followers, porn sites that I follow. Anyway, Angela, is it my turn or your turn for something?
Oh, it's your turn.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to tell you something about myself, I, at the age of 15, had an appendectomy, and then from the appendectomy, had the surgery, and then 4 days later, I sang by myself an entire Easter church service. I cantered.
Nice.
So 4 days later, my stitches were oozing.
Yeah.
While I was standing there singing Ave Maria.
As long as you're not having to lift things, I think it's fine.
It was.
I had a similar.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. At 15.
Nice.
Appendectomy. 4 days later, riding horses in Alice Springs.
Holy shit. We are the same person.
that.
Only horses terrify me.
I was riding one of my cousin's horses that she couldn't control. And I'm like, oh, ride it. Yeah.
Did you bust a stitch?
Bad decisions, eh?
Oh, very bad. Well, that was all right.
You're still alive.
Yeah.
There you go.
Been through that shit. Been there, done that.
I love it. Look, now we get our guests to give us facts. I love it.
Sorry.
No, it's fucking brilliant. Also, awesome. Just more proof that you and I are
connected somehow.
See you next week, cunts.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.